Hello and welcome to the Sincerely Sense podcast. I'm your host Cindy Saw, and thank you so much for joining us on the 31 days of Proverbs edition. Today is the 7th of August, a whole week of goodness, guys. It's been a whole week of goodness, and I'm so grateful and thankful to God that we are here, we are present in this moment. And because some didn't get to see this day, you know, but here we are and fully functional, able to read, able to hear the word, and we're just grateful for that grace. So, like I said, today we are on the seventh chapter. The seventh chapter still carries on that theme of warning against immorality, and it explains, teaches what happens when you entertain immorality, right? You know, things like wickedness, things like envy, you know, and what actually happens, and when you involve such things in your life, you know. But my highlights will be from chapter 7, from verse 1 to verse 4. And it reads, "My son, keep my words and treasure my commands within you. Keep my commands and live, and my law as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers, write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your nearest kin." Right, so the scripture challenges and encourages us to read the word, to understand it, and to store it in our minds, just as we do with the things we value, right? Everything you value in your, just takes a spot in your mind, you know, and subconsciously you're attracted towards whatever thing that you value, right? For example, when you love someone, you want to know everything about them, right? And mostly the things that make them happy. It's that bond that you have with the person that makes you just want to do right by them and to know how you can keep them at that place where they're happy with you, right? And when they promise to do something, you hold them to their word, right? Because you expect them to fulfill their promises because of that bond that you have with them. So all of this should not be different from the relationship that we have with God. You know, God loves us. God loves us with a love that is non-judgmental, that is loyal, that is kind, that is gentle. And God gives us his holy word to build expectation and to encourage us to live. You know, the words are promises and affirmations by God to us. But now how can we use God's words to our advantage if we do not know what the word is, what is the word says about us and about God and how God wants us to live, you know? So how can we hold ourselves accountable and if we don't know what God is saying? There's no accountability if there is nothing to go back to and say, this is what was said, right? So the word says, keep my commands and live. When you really know the character of God and what God says about you, that is when you really live. That's when you get to see life and enjoy life. You know, the word says that there is no law against love, joy, peace. This is in Galatians. There is no law against love, joy, peace, endurance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There's no law against those things, and those are the core things that we all value in our lives, right? And these are all the fruits of the Spirit, which we receive because we are Spirit after all, and we should walk in the Spirit. That's what the Word encourages us. So today, let's fall in love with God all over again. Get to know what the Word says so that that sacred relationship with God can just have good standing, can be rooted in something way, way deeper. And that's it from you today. I hope the word, I hope the word came to you and you received it well. And I will see you tomorrow. May God bless you and keep you, and may you see His glory in everything that you do. And well done for keeping up with 31 days of the Proverbs edition. Bye-bye.